ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्री महागणपतये नमः ॐ नमो भगवते दक्षिणामूर्तये मह्यं श्रियं मेधां प्रज्ञां च प्रयच्छ स्वाहा ॐ नमो भगवते दक्षिणामूर्तयस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम्
वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम्
नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम्
नत्वा
ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते
तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते
दिस् होल् तत्त्वबोध वि हाव् फैव् मेन् टापिक्स् डिस्कस्ड् एण्ड् द फस्ट् topic of discussion is the qualifications required for self-knowledge. The second topic is the analysis of the microcosm or the analysis of the individual. And then vyashti vicharaha, which I said, knowledge of the truth here implies the discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Anatma is, what the self is, what the non-self is. And here, to know distinctly what Atma is, we had it first, what Atma is not. So the Tattva Bodha teacher presents first what Atma is not. He says what Anatma is. And he presents Anatma in three groups consisting of 11 factors. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So first we saw Shariratrayam, three bodies, the whole Anatma, and how he differentiates Anatma and Atma. The object of knowledge is Anatma. Subject of knowledge is Atma. The knower, object of knowledge is Atma. So anything other than the knower, anything and everything which is available for objectification, which is can be negated as object of knowledge is Anatma. So that way whole Anatma is here presented in three groups here. Whatever present three groups, nothing, the same Anatma is presented in three groups. Presented in three groups. But first we saw Sariratrayam, three bodies. So Sthula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram. I told you Karana Shariram means don't need to think of something as some different Shariram or anything. Karana Shariram means cause. The cause, the matter, the material out of which the subtle and the gross bodies have evolved is said to be the Karana Shariram. Understand? And then so here the Shastram presents so the Sthula Shariram, the tangible, which is also Anatma. And Sukshma also is Anatma, and the cause, the very cause, the matter, which is the cause of the Sthula and Sukshma Shariras, this cause also is what? Anatma. Then we found Atma is different from all these things. Then we also same three bodies, we understood in five different layers. In keeping with the functions, we understood them in the form as the five different layers of personalities. So we saw Annamayaha Koshaha, Pranamayaha Koshaha, Manomayaha Koshaha, and Vijnanamayaha Koshaha, Anandamayaha Koshaha. You remember those five? Mm-hmm. So here these five layers of personality, they are nothing but the same three bodies are divided into what? Five layers of personality. So that's also that all the five layers of personality are nothing but three bodies. And then we also saw this three states of experience, avasthatrayam. No, avasthatrayam, three states of experience. Suppose if at all we have something, we have, when we say the universe is based on our experience. So we have, how many states of experience do we have? There is no fourth state of experience. Whether you are awake or you are asleep, what is your life? You keep awake, then fall asleep. Sometimes you dream, sometimes you still have deep sleep. There is only always what we do. We keep awake, we sleep, we fall asleep, we dream, or we sleep deeply. Okay, we have deep sleep state. This is the whole life is, this how is within the realm of these three, four states of experience. Vilipunilai, Arandavurakkanilai, Kanavunilai. Understand? Therefore, the three states of experience also what we say, the every state of experience, when there is a waking state, there is no dream state. When there is dream state, there is no waking and deep sleep state. When there is deep sleep state, there is no waking and dream experience. Understand? So all these three states of the mind are what? Objects of experience. Objects of knowledge. Because in every state of experience is possible because of the presence of the experiencer. So these variable states of experience, there is invariably present experiencer. Understand? The experiencer is the same in all three states of experience, without which experience is possible. The experiencer in all the three different states of experience is the Atma. Understand? But the experiencer experiences Anatma. Therefore, we saw the three states of experience also is Anatma. There is no, so everything is, when you say Anatma means, everything is matter and its products, material products. This is how, with reference to an individual, this is what Anatma is. This Anatma is inert in nature. It has, understand, it is the product of the matter. And what about the Atma? Atma is, we saw that this, there is Atma. Then the question comes, what Atma is? If Atma is not, then the teacher presented saying, come on, when you say Kataka Kundaladikam, when you say it is my ornament, my ring, okay, my bangle, my dress, when you say, anything which you say as your own, as yours, you don't say it is you. When you say this is my ring, you don't say it, I am ring. Definitely, you differentiate yourself from the anything which belongs to you. Similarly, this body, this mind, this sense complex, body mind sense complex, in the form of these five layers of personality are three bodies with three states of experience. What is this? It's all belonging to you. So you are not any of this. You are not the gross body. You are not a subtle body. You are not even the causal body. You are not the, Annamaya or Pranamaya, Manomaya or Vijnanamaya Koshaha. You are not three states of experience. But what are you then? Okay? You are not any of this. You are the Atma, you are the knower, you are the experiencer, you are different and distinct from everything else. That is what the teacher stopped. Then, if that is so, then what this Atma is all about? Atma tarhi kaha. If so, what this Atma is? Then the teacher gave an answer, Sachidananda Swarupaha. San yas tishtati sa Atma. Atma is that which is of the nature of Satchit Anandaha. I think we came here. Have you come to this? Remember this?
Yes.
Okay. Then I said, we have, see, the, when you say, water, when you say wave is there, but what is the actual substance of the wave? What is the actual substance of the wave? Wave itself has, there's no substance. Okay? Minus water, wave has no substance. So water is the substance of the substantive wave. Understand? Wave is a substantive, a term, a word, a noun. Understand? And what is the father substantive? What is the actual substance? Water. Minus water, the word wave, substantive wave, is non-substantial. Understand? Therefore, we say water is the substance of the substantive wave. Now we can say cotton is the substance of the cloth. Actually, remove cotton, I mean, if it's a cotton cloth, okay, I don't want to talk about the wool and other stuff. If it is a cotton cloth, remove the cotton, the cloth becomes what? Understand? It will disappear. The substance of that, that without which this cannot exist at all, is the substance. Similarly, what is the substance of the substantive I? Non, when you say, for that substantive, what is actual substance? That substance is not gross. It is not subtle. It is not a subtler. It is the subtlest. Nutpamana purul. Okay? That is why we say the subtlest substance of the substantive, this most, this is subtlest of the subtlest of all subtlest things, we have to say. So what is the substance of the substantive I? That has to be understood only in terms of its swarupam. Paramburulai swarupattai vaitthudhan purindhukolla mudiyum. Paramburulai. How can you understand the reality? Reality of the whole. No, has to be understood as the substance of the substantive I. And the meaning of the word I has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. Suppose if you ask, what is fire? How will you explain fire? At least fire is something gross you can show. This is fire. Suppose you have to tell somebody how the fire will be. Okay? You have to say fire will be the flame. Fire is something which has flame. It will be orange in color. Okay? And then you say it is hot in nature. Okay, it has heat. It is the swarupa of the fire is hot, and it will be brilliant, be blazing. All these things you can say. Understand? But here, subtlest thing you cannot show. This is how it looks. That is why, understand? What Atma is? What is the substance of the substantive I? When it has to be taught, it has to be unfolded. It has to be explained. It has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. Swarupattai vaitthudhan naan endra sollin porulai purundhukolla vendum. Purundhukolla mudiyum.
Swarupam, what is the equivalent in English?
We say nature is the word, but nature means again, it's very difficult. I tell you.
Okay.
We always use the word nature.
Right.
Okay? But this is I prefer using the word swarupam.
So
of course, nature we say swarupam means intrinsic swarupam. What is a swarupam? I'll explain to you again. So in terms of swarupam means, how is it? And that's why Shastram says Satchidananda Swarupaha. Now we gotta understand. Atma is of the nature of Satchidanandaha. Atma is of the nature of Satchidanandaha. Sat Chit Anandaha is Swarupam of the Atma. If we say, then what is Chit? What is Sat? What is Anandaha? What do these three words mean? That is why, first let us take the word Chit. Okay? I think, have I taught you this before?
No.
Okay.
It's not
prepared. Okay. Chit, now we say, Atma is first Chit Swarupaha. Let us take this. Atma is of the nature of Chit. Chit means, we can say, consciousness, pure consciousness, or pure awareness, or pure knowledge. See, we don't need to be in a hurry at all. In a way, if you understand Satchitananda, that is enough. It's a big thing. But now the whole, by the time the whole text is come, what happens when we stop and come back and break, after break we start, it takes some time. Anyway, now we, okay, Atma Tarhi Kaha. Atma is Satchitananda Swarupaha. Atma is of the nature of Satchit Anandaha. What is Chit? What is Sat? What is Anandaha? So first we say Chit. Chit is equal to pure knowledge. Chit is equal to pure consciousness. Chit is equal to pure awareness. See, all these three words are synonyms. Is it clear? Now you ask, how to know the reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge? Arivu swarupamanadu. Aridal swarupam. Okay, knowing is a swarupam. Therefore, it is what? We say consciousness, awareness, pure awareness. How does the pure awareness look? How does the pure consciousness look? You can't look at it. You have to know it. Okay? That is why we say, come on, that, okay, because of the presence of which the very knowing is possible. Suppose now we say, there is light. Come on, listen. It is now, okay? We say, there is light. There is light means what? You know there is light. You say, there is light. I say, how do you know there is light? You say, I see. How do you say, you see? You say, I know, I see. Understand? So, that suppose you say, there is light means a knowledge. And any knowledge is possible only if, okay, if there is knower. Without the knower, no knowledge can take place. Arihiravan illamal, arivu endra ondru eppadi erpada mudiyum? How can there be knowledge without the knower? Isn't it? Therefore, here we say the knower is the very Atma. Therefore, when you say there is, in waking, there is light, there is no darkness here, there are many people sitting here, some people are listening, or somebody is talking, all these things we say, it's all what? Knowledge. Then we say, suppose in dream state, okay, this is waking state experience. In waking state, you know, from morning till evening, during the waking state, what all things happen, you know. Okay, that is why we say there is an experience of waking state. If there is an experience of vipunilahil, what all things happen, you know very well. That means there is an experiencer in the waking state. The proof is what? Experience of the waking state itself is the proof for the existence of the experiencer. If the experiencer is not there, no experience is possible. Isn't it? Without the experiencer, how can there be experiencer? You are very much there. You must be there for you to have the experience of the universe, the waking state experience. Isn't it? Therefore, there is waking state, and waking state experience is there, and then, therefore, there is experiencer. The experiencer in the waking state is Atma. Not the experience, not the experienced universe, understand? But the experiencer is Atma. That is, now we say, we go to the next state, okay, you fall asleep, and you, midnight, you also have a dream. And there is a dream experience, there is a dream. And once you wake up from sleep, the next day, you say, you dreamt, you had a dream, and in the dream, the dream is so vivid for you sometimes. Sometimes it is not very clear, but still you can say whether you had a dream, okay, which you can narrate the whole dream, what all you dreamt, you can say, or you can simply say, I don't remember anything, but I dreamt something, all confused. I don't remember anything very clearly. You can say both. That means what? There is an experience of the dream state, the clear dream or the unclear dream. Still there is an experience. You know that there is an experience of the dream state. Suppose the dream was very clear and you can say where you went, whom you saw, what happened, what conversation you had, how you felt good, how it was nice, all those things. That means what? Without the experiencer, the dream experience is not possible, even though the dream is not real when you wake up from sleep. But as long as you are sleeping, the dream is very much real, isn't it? It means there must have been experiencer without whom the experience of the dream is not possible. If not only that, you are able to say, okay, what you experienced in the dream state. The same experience, the experiencer alone must be there even in the waking state as the waker to remember and to recollect and to talk about that dream, isn't it? Therefore, we say there is an experiencer in the dream state also. The experiencer in the dream state is Atma, but understand? Not the experienced dream. Similarly, and we talk about the deep sleep state. What happens in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state, the universe is as good as non-existent for the one who is asleep. In deep sleep state, suppose if you are fast asleep, for you, the universe is as good as non-existent. The universe does not exist, in fact, for you, the one who is asleep. There is no light, there is no darkness, there is no universe, there is no... In fact, when you say that there is no universe, your own physical body does not exist for you. It is as well as non-existent for you. You do not know that you have a body. You do not know there is a world around, there are people around, you have kith and kin, relatives and people and friends and office and all headache, nothing. You don't know anything in deep sleep state. Not only that, there is no, only pranas are functioning. Okay, the respiration is, pranas will be functioning, but you do not know the pranas are functioning. The physiological functions are taking place, you do not know. You do not know you are breathing. You do not know you have a body. You do not understand. Not only that, all the sense powers are resolved. Resolved means no sense organ functions as sense organ. There is no function of seeing, no function of listening, hearing, no function of smelling, no function of taste, nothing. Even the mosquito comes and bites in India, you scratch and then you will sleep. That means what? That means you, very funny, that is, you won't know. There's no such, nothing you know. You don't know anything. That means what? Why all the sense powers all resolved? There is no such thing called perception. There's no interaction with the external world. Understand? Therefore, the universe is as good as non-existent for you. Where is the husband? Where is the wife? Where are children? Where are relatives? Nothing. You understand why? Because you don't have anybody, don't have anything, because you yourself are not there. Indeed, you are there, but why I'm saying? Because the very mind is resolved. The perception does not take place, sense powers are resolved. What happened to the mind? Mind means what? Is there any memory then? No memory. In deep sleep state, there's no memory. Memory is resolved. Is there a mind in deep sleep state? Mind is resolved. Why? There's no pain, there's no anger, there's no desire. Imagine if we have desires even in deep sleep state. There's no deep sleep state, then waking state it will be. There's no desire, no anxiety, no fear, no confusion, nothing. Okay? No desire, no anger, no tension, no stress. That is why sleep is good rest. Nothing, no mind. Mind is resolved. What happened to buddhi? no clarity, no cheerfulness, no enthusiasm, no recognition, no cognition, no knowledge, no understanding, nothing. Buddhi is resolved. What happened to, understand? Buddhi is resolved, memory is resolved, mind is resolved. Resolved means what? All our thoughts, all the thoughts remain resolved. Okay, thoughts come up, they are like waves. The thoughts are resolved, it's like stillness. Understand? All the waves, waves remain still means what? There will be still water. The waves come up, there will be disturbed stillness. Understand? Like that, all the thoughts, memory, mind, buddhi, intellect, your memory, everything is resolved. What about ego? What is ego? Any notion you have about yourself. I am a woman, I am a daughter of so-and-so, I am son of so-and-so, husband of so-and-so, I am this, I am that, I am a bank, I am officer, I am a doctor. All the notions you have about yourself, all the image, you know, what a image you have about yourself, self-image, what a notions you have about yourself, I am good, I am right, I am wrong, I am intelligent, I'm unhappy, I'm insignificant, I'm happy. Whatever notions you have about yourself, all those notions are resolved. Ahankara, ego is resolved. Because the very knowledge that I am is resolved. Naan irikiren, naan idine. Now, aham asmi, I am asmi, aham asmi, naan irikiren. Apdingirde enna arivu. Understand? Naan, I am itself is what? Knowledge. I want it to be very, very clear here because this is, there's no use of jump, just rushing. You have to understand one thing. If you ask, I am, what is this I am? I am irikiren. Naan irikiren. I am. What is this I am? It's a thought. Knowledge. Understand? When you say, suppose light is means what? Okay, it's knowledge of something. Understand? So I am means what? It's also knowledge. The thought. Knowledge means I'm saying it's a thought. Yennam. I am is a thought modification. Please understand, the I am itself is knowledge and that knowledge is what? Thought. Is it clear? This thought, the knowledge that I am, which is there only in waking state. Understand? This way in waking state, you know you are. You know or not? You know you are in waking state. Do you know or do you not know? Of course, no? You know you are. Naan irikiren. You don't need to ask other person, am I sitting here or not? Am I? You know you are in waking state. But when you do not know that you are in deep sleep state, okay? You are not knowing you are. Understand? You are. You do not know. Understand? Means what? The knowledge that I am, this thought also is resolved. Andhenamo is not there. That is why as long as you are asleep, you do not know that you are. As long as you are asleep, you do not know that there is universe out around. There are people around. You do not know there is a body. You do not know there are pranas functioning. You do not know anything. That means what? All the thoughts remain resolved. Is it clear? There's no experience. But still there is an experience. There is an experience in deep sleep state also. What experience? The experience of no experience being there. The experience of the knowledge I am being not there. Understand? The experience of the universe being not there. The experience of the knowledge that the universe is being not there. உலகம் இருக்கிறது என்ற அறிவு இல்ல, நான் இருக்கேன் என்ற அறிவு இல்ல. Isn't it? There's no knowledge that I am. There's no knowledge that the universe is. There's nothing is. There's no experience. There's no pain. There's no pleasure. Nothing is there. But still, that is known. When you wake up from sleep, you say, I did not know I was. I did not know that there was universe. I did not know there were people around. I did not know they were making noise. I did not know anything at all. I did not know. Did you come inside? Come to the room? Did you pick up that? Did you drop something? Was there a big noise? Oh my God, I did not know anything. Okay, I did not know anything. I don't know when you came in. I don't know when you took things. I don't know when you dropped. I don't know how noisy it was. I did not know anything. We don't say that. So sometimes thieves also come, take everything and go. We don't know anything. Sometimes people tell this, you know. We did not know the thieves came, how they broke and how they took. We don't know anything. That's a different story, okay. But still we say, why I'm saying, I did not know anything. That is experience, okay? When you wake up from sleep, you are able to say, I did not know anything. Remember this, okay? I did not know I was. I was slept like a log of wood. I did not know anything. When do you say? You cannot say as you are sleeping. You have to wake up from sleep to say, I did not know anything. No? When you are sleeping, you can't say. You have to wake up from sleep to say that you did not know anything when you were asleep. That means if you are able to say that you did not know anything, that means what? Your not knowing anything is known to you. Understand? That means there was no experience, there was no pain, there was no pleasure, there was no anger, there is nothing. How do you know that? Because, understand? So in deep sleep state, also, something, you must have been there. Understand? You means what? Something was there because of the presence of which, understand? The mind being resolved. All the thoughts remaining resolved. The knowledge that I am also is resolved. The knowledge that the universe is resolved. The mind is resolved. Ahanka buddhi is resolved. Ego is resolved. Memory is resolved. There is no experience. Okay? The no experience, absence of experience is experienced. There's something is there. Eppadi theriyum? How do you know when you wake up from sleep that you did not know anything? To say that is experienced. Okay, not knowing anything in deep sleep state has been experienced. Understand? Not knowing anything in deep sleep state is what? Experienced. There is an experience of non-experience. Absence of experience, isn't it? That means there must have been experiencer. Who, because of the presence of whom, the experience of non-experience is possible. Isn't it? This is how, this is Sorupam, okay? Now, do you see any form there? No. You understand, there is something, okay? That is the subtlest thing. There is something, come on, listen carefully. There is something which is of the nature of knowing. That means what? Knowing is not an action there, okay? Aridhal sayal alla. Knowing is not an action. Knowing is very surupam. Something is there very much. Aware of the mind being totally resolved. Something is there. The mind being partially awake and the dream being there. There something is there being aware of the mind being active, the whole waking state being all the experiences. That means, understand, the same thing. What is that? That is the actual that. because of the presence of which nothing being there is known, is the actual knower of the deep sleep state. This is the knower of the deep sleep state. Knower of the deep sleep state is the knower of the dream state, is the knower of the waking state. But in waking state and dream state, you can't really distinguish and understand knower, understand? But whereas in deep sleep state, when you analyze, oh my God, waking state is an experience, there's an experiencer. And in dream state is experienced, therefore there's an experiencer. And in deep sleep state, no experience is there. But no experience being there is known. That means what? There is experiencer of the non-experience, okay? Experiencer, there is an experiencer. Because of the presence of which the experience of non-experience is possible, that is what? The knower of the deep sleep state, understand? Is what? Is the I. The knower is the I. Knower is the subject. And who is that knower now? So that knower is not the body, not the mind, not the senses, not the pranas, not anything. That knower is chit. Understand? Chit. Why do you say knower? Means what? Always, whenever we put er or or, we always we need something from form for us. One who eats is the eater. One who runs is the runner. One who sees is the seer. Therefore, one who, understand? One who, I mean, jumps is the, No, one who cooks is the cooker. One who cooker. Okay, yeah, that which cooks is cooker. We have a cooker. Yeah, cooker. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying, even there, the job of cooking, converting the hard grain to a soft grain, that's cooker. That does the job of cooking. That is the thing. Because the why we don't call the cook as a cooker, because he doesn't cook. He only cuts and things and puts things. I mean, he has to get then has to, no? Then he has to get cooked then. Then he has to. Yes, but means every one of us is cooker. In fact, what? How? Whatever we eat, we cook it here. Yes. Because flesh. In a way we are. Anyway, so what I'm saying, the runner, jump, etc. We say walker, etc. I mean, one who does that job. So here, who is that who does the job of knowing? Then we can say, come on, knowing is not an action. Remember this here. Here, even though we say knower is chit. See, there is a knower, there is an experiencer, without which, without whom, without the presence of which, whom the knowledge cannot take place, experience cannot take place. From the standpoint of the experience which takes place, the standpoint of the knowledge which takes place, we say there is a knower. And that knower is I, we say. But really speaking, that knower is I, okay, knower is I, but really speaking, that knower is neither male nor female. What is this knower then? Chit, pure consciousness. Understand? Knower is pure consciousness. So therefore we can say, why do you call it knower? That there knowing is not an action. That is what is reality. That is how the truth is. Arivu surupamagathaan paramporul irikkirathu. The truth, the reality is only, okay, is of the nature of knowing. When you say, listen carefully. I told you this many times in the class. Mm. Suppose the light is, we can say, without the light, nothing can come to light. We can't even see our each other, no, our faces. Therefore, I can say, who is that who illumines the whole room and all our faces and all our bodies, all the opaque objects here? Idhu ellavattum vilangu cheyiradunna. Okay? Therefore, light is, no, light only illumines everything. Therefore, what should we say? Light is the illuminator of everything. Okay? When we can say, vilanga cheyiravar, light is the illuminator of everything here. But can we say, illumination or illuminating is an action on the part of the light? Does the light do any action to bring to light every object? It's not an action. What is this then? What is this illumination? Swarupam, tanmai, nature. Understand? Light doesn't need to do anything. Light exists sannidhi matrena. Just by its mere presence, irundale podu. Light need not do any job, okay? Light doesn't do anything. What is the nature now? Why light illumines now? Why does the light illumine? Because light does not illumine. What does it do? Light alone illumines. Yes, light alone illumines. Why does it illumine? That's its nature. Okay? Light is present. In the presence of light, everything comes to light. Oli irundale ellam vilangugirathu. Vilanga seidhal oliyinudaiya seyal alla, adu swaroopam nachu. Then there is fire. Okay? Fire burns. Does fire burn? Burning is not an action. It is swaroopam. Understand? It's not an action on the part of the light to illumine things. Light is, everything comes to light. Why does it do? That is the nature. That is the nature of the very object called light. Substance called light. Understand? Similarly, what is the nature of this reality? Knowing. So, knowing is not an action on the part of the, understand, reality. Knowing is the swarupam. Therefore, even though we say light is the illuminator of the room, okay, the illuminator of this, all these objects here inside this room is this light. Even if we say, we know very well, illuminating is not an action, it is swarupam. Similarly, knower of the waking state, knower of the dream state, knower of the deep sleep state, okay, are the experiencer of the waking state, dream state and deep sleep state. Experience without the experiencer, there cannot be such a thing called experience. Without the knower, there cannot be such a thing called a knowledge. Understand? Therefore, that experiencer, knower is I. Even though we say knower and experiencer, knower is Atma, but knowing is not an action, it is the Swarupam. Is it clear? This is the first lesson one has to understand. Idu purilen sonna, without understand the basic step, nothing can be taught later on. Because whole teaching is all about Jnana Swarupam Brahma. Jnanam Brahma. Paramparudu Arivu Varivagarikiran. Olige, Oligin. We know all these things we say, a lot of Tamil verses, we have beautiful verses. Jnana Swarupaha. Jyoti Swarupaha. We say all these things. Why? Because Jnana Swarupaha. Only is called Jyoti Swarupaha. The first thing we have to know is, come on, the knower, okay? The reality, the truth of the whole cosmos is available for recognition. Purunjikrathu, eppidi purunjikrathu? Uruvamattrathu, aruvai, uruvai, iladai, iladai. How to understand that? How to understand that? Understand? Because that's why in Shastra class, in traditional teaching, no board, no pencil, no pen, nothing. The teacher should be very clear, should be talking, and the clarity should be transferred through the words. You should be listening carefully, step by step, systematically, not okay, in this way. Regularly, systematically, then you understand. This is why in Vedanta Shastra class, we don't need board and writing and pencils and pen, no, nothing. Because what is to be brought to light, okay? What is to be the vision? Giving vision means what? The teacher has to make you understand what the truth is. The truth of the whole jagat is available for recognition. Even though everywhere it is there, there is no way of arriving at what exactly, how exactly the reality is, other than knowing the self. That is why only as is available for recognition, only as Atma. Atma means what? Only as the meaning of the word I. Everything is that means I am also is what? Reality, understand? That is why it has to be available for recognition only as the meaning of the word I, as the subject of knowledge. That is why we recognize, come on, everything object of, any object of knowledge is anatma. And you negate everything which is available for objectification as an object of knowledge. Therefore, you distinguish, come on, this atma is not this. Because Atma is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge. Subject of knowledge means not as the known, but as the knower. Knower means, who is the knower then? Analyze the three states of experience. Come on, every state of experience is an object of knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, we say, we see in all three states of experience, the experiencer, the knower is the Atma. And that knower, and so when you, especially when you understand, when the universe is in waking state, there is a knower knowing the universe being there. In deep sleep state, the no universe is there. Okay, still the knower is knowing the universe being not there. Isn't it? In deep sleep state, there is no universe for you. Universe is for you, it is not there. But still you, there is something. There is a knower who is aware of the universe being not there. Therefore, we say the knower is the Atma. Okay? Nothing. And that knower, knower is what? Chit. What is Chit? Pure consciousness. Okay? How is pure consciousness? Come on. This is how pure consciousness is. How? As the knower. Okay? What is a Swarupam? Knower. Why do you say knower? Because there's knowing takes place. Knowing is an action? No. Okay, the truth, Atma, does not do the act of knowing. Consciousness is Parambarul, is the reality, is, okay, therefore knowledge takes place. Therefore, knowing is what? Swarupam. Even though we say knower is the Atma, knower is the Chit, understand? Arihiravan Paramparuna. So what is a Swarupamna? Knowing. Therefore, what can we say na? Pure knowledge. The Chit is equal to pure knowledge. Pure consciousness. Pure awareness. Is it clear? Then, now we next step. Sat. This pure consciousness, this pure awareness, this pure knowledge is of the nature of existence. Irupu ama. Sat means existence. Okay, now we say, what do you mean by that? How do you say consciousness is the existence? Okay, Chit is Sat. Sat is Chit. That means, when you say that, how do you say Chit is, how do you say the pure knowledge, the reality, okay, Parambarul, which is of the nature of knowing, which therefore which is termed as, which is known as pure knowledge, pure awareness and pure consciousness, is the existence. Pure existence also is of the nature of pure existence. How do you say this? If you ask, I tell you, let us do the example here. So the example. When you see this wooden table, okay, we say there's wood, there's table. And I can ask, does the table exist? Yes, the table exists. So what is table? It's an existent. Irikkindra or porul. Suppose I remove the, okay, let Tilaka keep the table, I'll take the wood with me. I'll take the wood with me. She can keep the table. Understand? That means if I remove the wood here, will the table be here? No. Understand? Therefore, existence, wood is the cause, table is the effect. And therefore we say, the existence of the wood is the existence of the table. Why? Because without the wood, table cannot exist. Therefore, existence of the wood is the existence of the table. Existence of the water is the existence of the wave. Listen, existence of the illumining light is the existence of the illumined object. Is it okay? Existence of the knower is the existence of knowledge. Is it okay about what I'm saying? Existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Why? Because if we take away the water, ocean cannot exist. Because if ocean is nothing but water. Therefore, existence of the water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, we can very well say, where does the ocean exist? Does the ocean exist outside of the water, inside the water, or above the water, under the water, or the ocean itself is the water? Ocean is water, isn't it? Therefore, we can say, water is the existence of the ocean. Iruppu. Neerin iruppe kadalin iruppu. Therefore, neere kadalin iruppu na. Existence of ocean is the existence of, the existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, water is the very existence of the ocean. Because water is the very life of the ocean, source of the ocean, origin of the ocean, very existence of the ocean. Is it clear now? Where does the ocean exist? Not outside of the water. Is it clear? Therefore, water is the existence of the ocean. Is it clear? Similarly, now remember carefully, this chit, the consciousness, the reality, okay, which is of the nature of knowing, which is pure knowledge, this pure awareness, is the existence of every state of experience, existence of this gross body, subtle body and causal body, existence of every being in this creation, existence of the whole entire cosmos. Understand? Existence of the consciousness is the existence of the mind, is the existence of the pranas, existence of the sense powers, existence of the physiological functions, existence of the entire subtle body, the entire gross body, existence of the external objects which are perceived. Understand? The existence of the consciousness is the existence of the whole cosmos. Elements and the elementals, the physical body, the gross body, the subtle body, understand? Causal body, everything. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of everything. We can say consciousness plus universe is universe. Consciousness, okay? Consciousness minus universe, consciousness is. Universe minus consciousness is zero, okay? There's no universe. I can give you this lesson. Water plus ocean is equal to water. Is it clear? Water minus ocean is equal to water. Is it clear? Ocean minus water is equal to zero. Is it clear? Similarly, this pure knowledge, Parambarur, pure consciousness plus universe is consciousness. Consciousness, okay, minus universe is still consciousness. Universe minus consciousness, zero. Is it clear now? That is why Manika Vachagar in Tiruvachagam said he has used the best word. If you are reading Tiruvachagam, the Shivapuranam, he calls Bhagavan as Nunukkariya Nunnunarve. Understand? That word, Nunnunarve, is the word he uses to mean consciousness. He calls just the one vocative, very well to hold on. What is Nunnunarve? How will you see Bhagavan as Nunnunarve? Where will you go and see? Excellent. That Tirupurana words are excellent. Ennenjil neengadhan thalvaalga. Neengadhavan. Understand? Ennenjil neengadhan means what? Every wave. What is neekkamaran erindirikkirathu wave la? Water. Like every thought, what is neekkamaran erindirikkirathu na? Nunnunarve.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
No. You do understand Tamil?
Yeah.
So neekam ara, neekam ara nirendirikkira parambarul, they say. Neekam udiyam, suppose if there is a wave, water is the truth, you can you ever remove water from the wave?
No.
If you remove water, wave also will not be there, understand?
Yeah.
So neekam ara nirendirikkira, understand? Then, neengamal irukkira, nenjal neengadavan sanarthamulukku, same meaning. What I'm saying, there's no time, no wave is ever, no thought is ever away from consciousness. Minus consciousness, there's no, understand now. The thoughts are resolved, consciousness is. Thoughts are, okay, subtle thoughts alone are there, still consciousness is. The gross universe is there, consciousness is. Gross universe is not there, still consciousness is. Understand? The universe is manifest. Consciousness is knowing the universe being manifest. Oh, the whole universe unmanifest in deep sleep there? Still, what? Consciousness is being aware of universe being not there. Understand? But you can't say, because the reality, you can't say form, nobody sitting there, okay? Not somebody sitting like that. But you understand. That's why reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. Swarupatte vaitna ippidhaan irukkum solittu purinjikkaradu. Idhaan appadi purinjikkaradu. That's why you have to read again, have to listen to this. Why has used the word Nunnunarve? Because always we read this. Shivapuranam people generally read, at least ellam padikiram padikiram, at least Shivapuranam every pradosham Shiva Bhagavan, Shivan has some. Now people go and read it. You won't forget this word. So what I'm saying, just this, the first step we have to understand is, come on, the truth of the whole universe, which is understood as the meaning of the word I, is the, okay, available for understanding only as the knower, not as an object of knowledge at all. And here the knower is what? You negate even the thought, the knowledge that I am also is known thought. Understand? Therefore, the knower is what? Knower is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That is said to be chit in Sanskritam. Chit, one more word, chaitanyam. Chaitanyam or chit mean the same. Chaitanyam or chit means what? Pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? The truth, which is of the nature of knowing. How do you say it is there? Oh my God, how can you say it is not there? Because of which, okay, presence of which, any knowledge is possible. Every experience is possible. Understand? The chit. And we say, Therefore, existence of that chit is the existence of the mind. Existence of the chit is the existence of the sense powers. Existence of the chit is the existence of the powers of organs of action. Existence of the chit is the existence of the physiological functions. Existence of consciousness is the existence of this physical body. Existence of consciousness is the existence of very perception. Existence of consciousness is the existence of the perceived world. Understand? Existence of the consciousness is the existence of the universe. Therefore, consciousness is the very existence of the universe. Is it clear now? Without consciousness, I told you, that's why I said, consciousness plus the universe, okay, is equal to consciousness. Consciousness minus universe still consciousness, but the universe minus consciousness is nothing. Understand? Remember this. Therefore, we say Sat. Understand? Sat means existence, the truth. Existence, the truth. Because I told you already, water is Satyam and wave is Mithya. Remember, so here, the universe is Mithya. Satyam is what? Consciousness. Existence is Satyam, so Sat. Sat and Satyam, Chit and Chaitanyam. You have to remember this words. Chit plus Chait is equal to what? Chaitanyam. Sat is Satyam. Existence is the truth. One kind of Meipurul. We call it Meipurul in Satyam. Meipurul is Irupu. Is it clear now? Then we say, okay, Anandaha. We also say one more thing here for Satyam. An object unknown, okay, an unknown object, even if it is there, that object is for the person who does not know the object, about the object, that object is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? The object may be there. If I do not know, for me it's as well as non-existent.
Rambutan.
Okay, now rambutan, I'm very wise. I'm grey. I know rambutan very well now. All about rambutan. I'm making a big article on rambutan now. So we say, so the object becomes existent only when object is known, isn't it? The object, it may be there, even if it is there, for the object to be existent, I should know. Therefore, the given object has the status of being an existent, no? Only when it is known. For example, I say, oh, there are beautiful statues in this house. The beautiful wooden statues and brass statues. Okay? That means what? I say they are there. Now, you don't see them, okay? I say them. There's a beautiful statue behind you. How do you say, you can say, how do you know it is beautiful? Because I see it. I know that. I know it is beautiful. You can ask me, how do you know? Because I see it. How do you say, you see it? No? So, I said, come on, we can ask, what is the proof? I say, come on, there's light here, it is not dark here, there's light in this room. So in the presence of light, I see the statue very beautifully. Even though it's a dim light, still I see very clearly the nose and the hip, everything, the whole figure I see, it is all beautiful. I say that. So, light becomes what? Light is there. In the presence of light, I see the opaque object. Therefore, light becomes what? I don't see it in darkness. Thereafter, I say, there is light. Is there light? Yeah, it is, there is light. What is the proof? How do you say that there is light? Okay? What is the evidence that there is light? What is the proof? My seeing power. Okay? I have eyes. I see through my eyes. My eyes are the proof that there is light. Eyes are evidence. Light is evident. Light is evident. For me, for the light, I say light is existent. Light exists. For that, what is the proof? Eyes. Can you see well? I can see very well. Because you cannot say whether my eyes see or not, okay? Even if I am blind, I can simply say I can see. Understand, but I know my eyes can see or not. Therefore, what is that? Okay? What is the proof, evidence that my eyes see? My mind, isn't it? I know my eyes see. That means, what is that? I know means knowledge, you know? There is knowledge that the eyes can see. That is mind. So mind becomes what? Evidence. Eyes become, seeing power becomes evident. Isn't it? I know. How do you say you know? I know. So mind, okay, my knowledge is evident. What is the evidence? I am the evident. Evidence, okay? I am evidence. My knowledge is evident to me. I am the evidence. Understand? I am. What is the evidence? I am the evidence. Understand? In deep sleep state, when I say this knowledge that I am also is what? Resolved. The I am is resolved. What is there then? Consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, ultimately, if you see, the world of objects which are experienced in five different forms, as five different objects, as form, color, taste, touch, smell, all are dependent on our sense powers. If you are blind, born blind, the object called light is as good as non-existent for the blind person. Understand? With no hearing aid for the deaf person, sound is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Therefore, all the sense objects are dependent on what? The sense powers to come to light. Please listen carefully. The form and color, light are dependent on the seeing power, understand, to come to light. Sound is dependent on your hearing power to come to light. Smell is dependent on, the object of smell is dependent on your power of smelling to come to light. Any taste is dependent on your tongue, understand, the power of taste to come to light. Vilangaran sanna. Otherwise, the objects without the sense powers, the objects without the means of knowledge, the objects of knowledge will be as good as non-existent. Isn't it? Without the means of knowledge, without your seeing power, the object called light will be as good as non-existent. Understand? Because that through which, because of which, by which you are able to know a given object, lends existence to the object. Is it clear? Suppose if the light is not there, this already it is black. Okay? The light is not there, even if I keep it here, we will not know it is here. In no way, this cannot come to light by itself. For this color to be known this time, there must be light. Is it okay? The light gives, light illumines this object, thereby lies, light lends existence to this object. If this object is not known, even if this object is there, if there's no light, this object will be as good as non-existent for us. Isn't it? Therefore, we say, please listen carefully here. Then we say, all the sense power, sense objects, the form, color and, okay, the shape, all these things, light, will be as good as non-existent if we don't have the power of seeing. The sound may be there, the sound will be a non-existent object if we don't have the power of hearing. So similarly, all these five sense objects, the whole universe, however big and great the universe is, this universe is known only in five different forms as five different objects, not through your senses. Therefore, the whole universe is dependent on what? Your sense powers. For the world to be existent, understand, you have to perceive. The world is dependent on, all the objects of knowledge are dependent on your sense powers. To have the status of being existent. And your sense powers are dependent on your mind. For the, understand, to have the status of being existent. Why? Because the mind, attention of the mind is not behind the sense powers. The sense power may be there, still it is as well as non-existent. That is why even sitting in the class also, you have very good ears. If your mind is not here, nothing will go inside. And when you wake up, how many, what were you talking? I'm sorry. And the next class when I come back and ask something, you may say, yeah, I was sitting there, but you know, the whole class, I noticed you, you didn't sleep, you were not sleeping. No, I was not sleeping, I was very fresh. But what were you doing? My mind only was not there. So what happened? Nothing entered into my, very deaf? No. I have very good sharp, okay, I have very good ears, hearing powers. What happened then? Nothing entered, nothing got registered because mind was not here completely. You may say next class. I must say that. I mean, just example I'm giving. What does it mean? A mind, okay? The existence of the mind is the existence of the sense powers. Understand? See, mind alone lends existence to the sense powers. The minus mind, the sense powers will be as good as non-existent. Is it clear? Then we come. Come on, this mind also, where does it exist? It goes through three states of experience. Okay, it goes through these three states. Deep sleep state, waking state, dream state. All these experience world. Every experience is thought, isn't it? It's all mind. Where does this mind exist? Understand? Mm-hmm. Where does this mind exist? Manadin iruppu engena? We search for all over the body, no? The problem is we don't know. Where does this mind exist? That is why people talk about the brain and all. It's all a grass thing. Exactly, the knowing. Okay? Where do these thoughts exist? What is that? Even the mind is resolved also, there is something that is the locus of the mind. That you can understand only when you analyze your deep sleep state. That's where I came to know. I may explain today again. In deep sleep state, all the thoughts are resolved. There's no knowledge, no ignorance, understand? No, nothing is there. No experience. No world, no body, nothing. But nothing being there is known. There's something which is awake. Okay? That is what? Therefore, existence. What is that which lends existence to the mind now? Consciousness. Without consciousness, mind cannot exist. Understand? Generally speaking, really speaking, mind exists consciousness, nothing can exist. But when nothing else is there, also consciousness still exists. Therefore, existence of consciousness is the existence of everything. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of everything. Understand? Therefore, truth of everything. Sat is satyam. Chit is Chaitanyam. Therefore, what is the existence? Padaippin iruppu edunna? Meipporul edunna? Nunnunarvunna? நுண்ணுணர்வே படைப்பின் இருப்பு, படைப்பின் இருப்பு நுண்ணுணர்வு. ஓகே, சத்தீஸ் சித் சித்தேஸ் சத். So I feel it will flex free to say some certain things in Tamil also here. Other class I don't do that. I mean, of course in Watford class it I do. Is it okay?
Yes.
I don't speak much, little bit I say. I wish I can speak Gujarati also.
We'll have to teach you.
Oh. You know, I wish I could speak in Hindi at least. Unfortunately, being born and brought up in Tamil Nadu.
Unfortunately,
I couldn't learn Hindi. I don't feel unfortunate about being born and brought up in Tamil Nadu. I feel unfortunate about not having been able to learn Hindi. Sanskritam, my grandparents made me learn at home, okay, because this is, we have to learn that. But Hindi, I don't know, people, especially people of my age, you know, we became the victims of the Dravidian movements in Tamil Nadu, the DMK government and then all anti-Hindi people, nasty. But we were not part of it, but still we became victims. Okay? All schools were strictly, Hindi was prohibited, even though it's a national language. I tell you, it's terrible. How bad the, some, you know, it's all very bad paradha. Because any language enriches. Every other language, of course, Sanskritam, I love that, and then of course we learned it and all that. That's a different thing. But what I'm saying, when people see people like you, sometimes it's also nice to, I speak very good Kannada, but I don't do that.
You can, go on.
No.
Who is Marubeku?
Yeah, we both are Kannadigas as well.
No,
we are from Andhra.
Yeah, I'm Andhra,
but we are both
Kannada.
Well.
I can speak Telugu also. But unfortunately, I can't speak Hindi. No, because in between. But no, anyway, then the why I'm saying Tamil. See, Tamil, I learned so much. See, Tamil, I learned, studied from childhood. It's from kindergarten, Tamil also was my first language. So, Tamil, no, we had so much to exam, write and all that. So, all the literature also we know a little bit, no, but not other languages. No, that's why I feel, you know, whenever I come across this Vedantic terms, and then we have to tell them. Anyway, understand this much. Satis, they're not two different things. Now, when you say, hey, how is the reality? Reality is there. Reality is of the nature of the existence of the universe. How exists the pure existence? How does it look? Okay, we say, when the chair exists, okay, it's existence of chair. We say, chair is chair existence, okay? Chair is, existence of chair is. So existence, you know, always existence comes from some existence of something. But a pure existence, have you ever seen? No. Can you ever understand? No. How can I understand? Only as pure consciousness. Understand? The pure existence is pure consciousness, and pure consciousness is pure existence. Sat and Chit. And we say, this Satchit is what? Anandaha. Anandaha means happiness. Happiness means fullness. Fullness means limitlessness. Limitlessness means wholeness. We can say all these words anyway. Anandaha means anantam. Understand? Anandaha means anantam. Anandaha is happiness. Happiness is equal to what? Anantam. Anantam means what? Limitlessness. Why do you say limitlessness and happiness? They are synonyms. How do you say they are synonyms? Okay? If you ask what is unhappiness, okay, what is unhappiness now? Being limited is being unhappy. Being limited is being unhappy. What is being limited now? Suppose if you think, if you say, being limited is being unhappy, so being limitless is being happy, and limitlessness is happiness. Not only this much we said, even though this has to be explained very well, we'll do it next class. Maybe time is not, there's no time here. And one more thing I want to tell you here. Limitlessness, when you say this consciousness, okay, the reality which is consciousness, which is of the nature of knowing, which is the existence of the universe, is also of the nature of limitlessness. When you say limitlessness, means this consciousness is free from all the limitations. All the limitations, how many limitations are there? We talk about three possible limitations. What are three possible limitations? Time limitation. Except consciousness, except this nunnarvu, except this parampurul, except this, you know, this pure consciousness which is existence, every object of knowledge, okay, everything, subtle and gross, everything is subject to time limitation. Time limitation means what? Everything has beginning, everything has an end. There is a time when things do not exist, there is a time when the things exist, there is a time when things again will disappear. This body has time limitation, isn't it? It has a date of birth, there is a time when it was not there, there will be a time when it will not be there, there is a time when it exists also. That means what? Similarly, every object in this world, everything in this world, all the elements and elementals, all the elemental products, every subtle and gross, everything has time limitation, subject to time. Kala varirekku utpattadu. Everything. Nothing is exception here. Understand? There's a time it was not there. There's a time when it is there. There'll be a time when it will disappear. Why? That is the nature of everything. Understand? But what is that one thing which is not subject to time limitation? What do you mean by time not being subject to time limitation? Means there is no time, the consciousness does not exist at all. That means what? Always consciousness is the very existence of everything. Understand? It has no beginning, it has no end, it doesn't undergo any change. Even when the very factor called time is subject to time limitation. Kalathirukke kalavarai undunna. Okay? The time itself is subject to time limitation. But there is a time, okay? The time is not there also. But consciousness is what? It's always there. Understand? And in fact, listen, when you say the known is always dependent on the knower, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Without the knower, the known cannot have the status of being the known. Isn't it? Therefore, the known is dependent on what? The knowledge should take place for the known to be the known. Understand? So, knowledge is dependent on what? The knower. Is it clear? Is it okay? Therefore, time is what? Object of knowledge. Isn't it? Time was object of knowledge. Huh? I know, time is now. It's time now. Time is object of knowledge. Listen carefully. Time is object of knowledge. Therefore, time is dependent on what? The knower, isn't it? Therefore, knower cannot be subject to time. Is it clear now? Therefore, consciousness. See, time has its existence in consciousness. Everything has its existence in consciousness. Whereas consciousness is free from time limitation. Similarly, everything exists in space. Every object has big or small or greater. However biggest the thing is, still it has spatial limitation. There is nothing which occupies the entire space. Space is the only thing which is free from spatial limitation. It is no place where the space is not. Therefore, space is the only thing in the whole of all the manifestations. Space is the only thing which is free from spatial limitation. Everything is subject to spatial limitation. Understand? But consciousness is free from spatial limitation also. There is no space, okay? Because the space, everything exists in space. The very space exists where? In consciousness. Understand? Just take it. Space is object of knowledge. That's enough to understand. Space is an object of knowledge. Object of knowledge means the known. The known means known. The known is dependent on the knowledge. not just dependent on the knower. Understand? Therefore, knower is not dependent on the known or the knowledge for its existence. Is it clear? Consciousness is free from spatial limitation also. Understand? Now we say, come on, the whole cosmos, I'm going to complete it now. Shashaktiyamma, listen. Every object is what? Object of knowledge. Grass, subtle, okay, whatever it is, everything is what? When you say everything is an object of knowledge, except consciousness. Everything is object of knowledge. An object of knowledge is not outside of knowledge, but because dependent on knowledge. Knowledge is not outside of the knower, the consciousness. Therefore, every object is what? Consciousness. Is it clear? When I say, hey, there are two things here, this is mic, this is table, one is different from the other, because they serve two different purposes, entirely different. One object being different from other object, one object is limited by other object. That's called object limitation. What do we mean by object limitation? One object being different from the other object is limited by the other object. Understand? So every object is in the world is what? Different from every other object. Therefore, every object has object limitation. But only one thing which is free from object limitation is what? Consciousness. No way. Every object is object of knowledge. Being object of knowledge is not outside of knowledge. Understand? Knowledge being not outside of consciousness, consciousness is not, okay? No object is different from consciousness. Like no wave is away from consciousness, sorry, water. Is it okay? Then see, you can say one wave is different from other wave. But understand, but water is not different, understand? No wave is different from water. Is it clear? Therefore, this is the easy thing. Yes. I tell you, the fastest way of explaining today, I've done the fastest way to say how consciousness is free from object limitation. And now, these are the three possible limitations. Please remember, consciousness is free from time limitation. Consciousness is not subject to spatial limitation. Consciousness is free from object limitation. So spatially, time-wise, object-wise, consciousness is limitless. Okay? Therefore, varayarai atrathu. Kala varayarai, porul varayarai, ida varayarai atrathu. Because it is free from these threefold limitations, we say being limitless. Make it noun, limitlessness. Being limitless, being free from threefold limitations, it is said to be limit. It is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? Limitlessness. Therefore, that is where we say Brihat. Consciousness is the biggest. That's why Bhagavan is called Brihad Ishwaraha. Tanjavurla. Understand? He is the big. Who is the big now? Who is the biggest? Bhagavan, we have to say, who is the biggest? What is the biggest? What is the greatest now? Biggest is that which is free from these threefold limitations. Who is elderly person? Who is the most elderly in the house? 99-year-old Tata. We always say this is the most elderly of the family. The oldest of the family is the most elderly. Okay, we say he is the bigger person. So here, time-wise, especially, who occupies us a big. So here, time-wise, limitless, spatially, limitless, object-wise, limitless. Everything is Bhagavan. Everything is reality when you say. Therefore, this consciousness, come on, which is available for understanding the swarupam of reality. How do you understand? It's pure knowledge. As the very you. Understand? Pure knowledge. And which is the very chit. The chit, which is the sat, the existence of everything, is free from all limitations. Therefore, anantam. Satchidananda swarupaha. Okay? Atma, the all-pervasive self, substance of the substantive I, the meaning of the word I, is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, okay, pure existence and limitlessness. The reality, the self, the meaning of the word I, the substance of the substantive I, is of the nature of consciousness, which is existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamah.